Okay, gentlemen, we're on the bottom of Daf Chaf Hayamid Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows. Maase Ruvain Nikra Velo Mitargim. You remember we've been talking the past couple of nights. I can't keep it straight anymore. We've been learning together that they used to read Torah. They used to read Navi also in the Haf Torah, and then they used to translate it, right? So remember, for example, we learned that when you read Torah, you can only go one pasuk at a time, right? So one pasuk, and then the fellow translates, right? When we learned Navi, we said you can go three psukim at a time, right? You remember, right? But this Mishnah says there's some things that they didn't translate. Oh, some things they didn't translate. So Masa Ruvain Nikra Velo Mitargim. You remember when Ruvain, whatever he does with Bilha, yeah, right? You remember what I'm talking about? So when they read that part in Shul, right, they read it, but they don't translate it, right? They don't translate it. So if you look in Rashi over here, Rashi says Chayshinon Lignuso. They didn't want to embarrass Ruvain in that fashion. Reading it, we read. It's a pasuk in Chumash. We read it. But we don't have to translate it and discuss and emphasize the point. Good. Masa Tamar Nikra Umitargim. But the story of Yehuda and Tamar, right, we read that story and we translate it. Masa Egel Arisha Nikra Umitargim. The beginning of the part of Chet HaEgel, we read it and retranslate it. Hasheni Nikra Velo Mitargim. But the second half of that story, right, we read it and we don't translate it. Rashi says it's really only a few words that we don't translate. Rashi said, oh, I shouldn't say it. It's Machlokas HaRishonim, whether it's a few words or a few psukim that we don't translate. But Rashi says over here that when Aaron is relaying to Moshe what happened, Aaron says, Vayetze HaEgel Azeh. This Egel just came out, you know, like as if like it came out by itself. You know that there's that Midrash, you know, like, you know, that they threw in, you know, the name of Hashem. The Egel, you remember talking about? Yeah. So the Egel just came out. So they didn't want to translate that part. In the when they were reading in the community, they thought that translating that might give people the wrong idea. So they read it, but they don't translate it. Birkas Kohanim, Maaseh David v'Amnon. Birkas Kohanim, and the story of David and Amnon. You remember Amnon and Tamar? Amnon is David HaMelech's son, and he has business with his sister, Tamar, right? So that story over there, Nikron Velo Mitargamin. So we read those stories in the Navi, but we don't translate them as well. Ein Maftirin B'Merkava. The Tanakhama's opinion is that we don't read the Masa Merkava as a Haftorah. But Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay to read it as Haftorah. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein Maftirin Behodas Yushalayim. It's Pesukim in Yecheskel, talks about bad things about Yushalayim. People used to do there, and sins of Yushalayim is bad things about Yushalayim. And so Rabbi Eliezer says we don't read that Haftorah either. Good. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Yesh Nikrin Umitargamin, V'yesh Nikrin V'lo Mitargamin. There are sections that we read and we translate, sections that we read and we won't translate. V'yesh Lo Nikrin V'lo Mitargamin. And there are sections that we won't read and that we won't translate in the public setting, right? He's not saying that we never read them. Everyone understands, right? As in part of the public setting. So, Elu Nikrin Umitargamin. Now the Gemara is going to list. The Brisa says, these are the ones that we read and translate. Balat Akon Nafsha. Good. Let's move on. Now, the Gemara is going to explain what these are. I'm kidding. Masa Bereishis Nikra Umetargim. First, the creation story. We read it. We translate it. The Gemara says, yeah, Pshita, what's the problem with the creation story? So, Mahu Desema Asu L'Shiyule Malamala Malamata Ma Lifnim Malachor Kamash Malach. People are going to start reading Masa Bereishis with all sorts of questions. No, you ever have somebody comes up and asks you, and you know, like, I had to just the Shabbos. A kid came up to me, kid, maybe 9 years old, 10 years old. Kid comes up to me, he says, Rabbi, what's the world going to look like, you know, when Moshiach comes? Is it gonna, you know, is there, well, what did the world look like before God created it? I mean, God existed, right? You know, what was the story? So, see, the Gemara says you might have thought, you know what? It's better not to talk about these things in public. You know, you have people who aren't prepared, you know, to deal with these kinds of questions that we don't necessarily know all of the answers to. It might be better not to talk about it in public. That's why we have to say, no, Masa Bereishis, it's okay. Read it, translate it. So it's okay, fine. It's fine. Masa Lot Ushtei Benosav, Nikra Umetargim. You remember the story with Lot and his two daughters? Amon, Moav, yeah. So we read it and we translate it. So the Gemara again says, Pshita, why would I think not to? Mahu desema nechosh lechvodo de Avram. I might think, you know, it's the story's not so nice about Lot, and so maybe that looks badly. What was that? Maybe. So maybe that looks bad about Avram, though, you know, in telling that. Maybe it looks bad about Avram. So the Gemara says, nah, Kamashmala, no, read it, translate it. Good. Masa Tamar v'Yehuda nikra umetargim. Tamar and Yehuda, read and translate. Pshita. Ma'u desem aleichos shechvodo de Yehuda. I mean, it's not nice. The story about Yehuda, it's not nice. It doesn't sound good, that's for sure. Right? So Kamash Malan, Shivchehu, the Odi. This is amazing. The Gemara says, no, that story is it's praise of Yehuda, that story. Is that how everybody reads that story? Everybody reads that story. It's praise of Yehuda, no? The Gemara says, the Odi, because he comes clean. He made a mistake, and he comes clean. And that's Shevach. That's praise. People make mistakes, and when they own it, they come clean. That's Shevach. That's praise of Yehuda. That's an astonishing line in the Gemara, no? I thought that was an astonishing line in the Gemara. Good. The Gemara says, Masa Egel Arisho Nikru Matar game, the beginning of the story of the Egel, read and translate. Pshita Ma'ad Seim Alech Shechod Nesha Yisrael. We might think, that's not so good, Egel Azov. It doesn't look good for the people. We don't want to talk about that kind of stuff. Kamash Malon, that it's fine. Kol Shekein, Denechalu Dehavi Le Kapara. It serves as a Kapara. The Gemara means that for them Kapara, or that it tells us about the process of Kapara, right? That you can achieve Kapara, even from the Egel Azov. Right, so we read the story. Klalos uvrachos nikranu mitargamin the tochacha. Right, the Gemara says the klalos, but also the brachos, both. Right, we read and translate. Pshita, obviously, ma'u the same in echlus dioma pegudai ti ditzibura, because people are going to say, forget this. This is crazy. Not getting in on this. No deal, right? No deal. You might think that people are going to say, so Kamash Malon, so therefore, the Torah has to tell us, the Bryce has to tell us, no, read it, translate. Asharos ve'onshin nikrinu mitargamin. When the Torah gives punishments and asharos and warnings against sins, so read and translate. So pshita, well, why wouldn't I? Ma'u d'seima nechosh dilma asulim eved miyira. If you look in Rashi, by the way, in the second line, Rashi had a different girsa. Rashi had a girsa me'ahava umeyira, which is very interesting, right? But let's just understand the Gemara the way that we have it in front of us, right? The Gemara, the way we have it in front of us, says that we might think that people are going to come to do sins out of just fear of punishment. We don't want people to, I'm sorry, people are not going to do sins, meaning people are going to fulfill the will of God, right, out of fear of punishment, right? The Gemara says that's not what we want people to do. So don't scare people. No, let people serve God because they want to serve God. And the parts in the Torah that talk about, warnings and punishments, don't read those publicly or don't translate those publicly, right? Because that's not what we want to focus on. That's not what we want to stress. So the Gemara says, no, Kamash Shalom, we'll read and translate anyway. Rashi adds in Me'ahava, which is interesting, right? Which means that Rashi says the opposite also. People might come to fulfill the will of God, right, because of the blessings. And we also don't want that. This is the mission in the beginning of Avos, right? Right? You don't want to be serving God just because you're going to get reward. So you don't want to be serving God because you don't want punishment. You don't want to be serving God because you want to get reward. So I might have thought, whenever the Torah has brachos, whenever the Torah has klalos, whenever the Torah has azharos, whenever it has onshin, don't stress it. Don't stress it, because that's not how, what we want to focus in our service of God. Let's just talk about serving God. You know what I mean? But so the Gemara says, no. Right? These things we read and we translate. Masa Amnon v'tomar nikra umetargim. Masa Avshalom nikra umetargim. Pshita ma'u d'seima leichosh liyakra d'david. I might have thought, Amnon, it's David's son. Avshalom, it's David's son. They don't do great things. You might have thought that doesn't look so good for David. The truth is, David had some problems with his kids. He had some problems. So you might think that we shouldn't stress those things. We don't have to read it. We don't have to translate whichever one. Kamash Malon, it's not embarrassing to David so much, and we'll read it. Or at least that embarrassment doesn't, whatever embarrassment might be, right, doesn't cause us to not focus on those sections. Masa Pilegesh Begiva Nikra Umetargim. Terrible story in the book of Malachim. Yeah? Remember, it caused civil war between the tribe of Binyamin and the rest of the Jewish people. It's a terrible maisa. The Pelegish Begiva, and the result of it is terrible also. It's a big civil war, and we kick Binyamin out of the union, right? It's a terrible story, the Pelegish Megivah. So the Gemara says, no, Pelegish Megivah, you read it and translate it. Pshita ma'u the same, Alecha Shechvodo de Binyamin. It's very bad. They're very bad over there, those people. Right? So Kamash Rulam, we do. Hold us, Yerushalayim is Tovo, Sa'a Nikro Umitar game, right? The section of Yecheskel. So we read and we translate. Pshita ma'u la fuki mid Rebbe Lazar, the Tanya Masa, but Rebbe Lazar argues. I see what you're doing, Ben. Right? La fuki mid Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer argues. Rebbe Eliezer says, you're not supposed to. Right, read and translate. So, Titania Masaba Adam Echad Shaya Kore Lamaala Mi Rabbi Eliezer. So, once upon a time, there was a fellow. He was reading the Haftorah in Rabbi Eliezer's town, and he started reading Hodes Yerushalayim Is Tov Osel. He started reading this section in Yecheskel. Amar Lo, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Adsha Ta Bodek Betoevos Yerushalayim Seyuv Dog Betoevas Imecha. He said, "Your mama, right." Did I say that on the recording? He said, you're going to talk about the disparaging things about Yerushalayim. You know, you should go investigate about your mother before you talk bad about Yerushalayim. So, Bud Kalacharav Umatsubo Shemetz Psul. The Gemara says, amazing. So they went, somebody, some knacker probably in the shul, you know, when Rabbi Eliezer said that, so he went and he started doing some research in the Yichus, and they found out that really there was. Okay, no, the point Rabbi Eliezer thought, you're not supposed to read this section, right? That's what, by the way, what the opinion that must be in our Mishnah, right? Because the Mishnah says we don't read that section, but the opinion of the Chachamim was seemingly against, because this Brisa that we learned here, right, the Brisa says that you can read that section, so apparently this is a machlokes, and in Rabbi Eliezer's shul, you best paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. No, that's how it is. When you dive in Rabbi Eliezer shul, you do it like Rabbi Eliezer does it. And Ben, this is not related to what we were talking about the other night. This is not about being in somebody else's shul. This is entirely different. This is not the same thing. Not the same thing. Good. The Gemara says, Ve'elu nikrin velo mitargamin. Now the flip side. These are the things that we read and we don't translate. Maser Ruvain, Nikra Velometargim, the story of Ruvain and Bilhah, right? So Nikra Velometargim. Maser Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel shehalach leKabul. I don't know if that's Kabul is in Kabul today. I don't know. I'm not sure, right? But Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel went to Kabul. V'haya kore chazan akneses v'ayihi b'shkon Yisrael. That's the parsha of Ruvain and Bilhah. That's the beginning of that pasuk, right? And so the guy was reading that section of the Torah. V'amar lo l'mitur gaman al tetargim el acharon. And he said, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, don't translate that part. Only translate the end of the pasuk, not the beginning. V'shimchu chachamim, and the rabbis praised him for doing such. Masa egel hasheni nikra v'lo mitargim. Eze masa egel hasheni min vayomer Moshe ad vayar Moshe. That's a few psukim that the Gemara says. That's when Aaron explains to Moshe what happened, like I explained when we read the Mishnah, right from the Rashi over there, that he says, and the eagle just came out. So that's the section that we don't translate by the eagle. Tanu v'shim v'no lazar me'al yolim ye'e adam zari b'tshuv osav. Should we talk Aaron? You got to be very careful when you talk, because Aaron was just talking to Moshe. Aaron said to Moshe that the eagle came out, and all of a sudden, all these rabble rousers over there said, "Oh, you see, the eagle just came out. It did it by itself." You know, it's like the Mishnah says, right? Chachamim, he's haru b'divreichem. You got to be very careful, right? How you phrase things and what you say. Because that's what Aaron said, right? Aaron said that the eagle just came out. Good. Birchas konim nikra v'lo mitargamin. My taima mishum dichsir yisa. This is amazing. Look in Rashi over here. Rashi says mishum yisa. We don't translate the birchas konim. Why? Because the birchas konim says yisa Hashem panav elecha, that God should show you favor. Right? That God should favor the Jewish people. So Rashi says, people are going to say God favors the Jewish people. It's not fair. It's not fair. God favors the Jewish people. You know what Rashi says? You know what the problem with that is? God should favor the Jewish people. We keep all of his laws. And not only that, but we create rabbinic fences around his laws. You know, this is so amazing, by the way. Sorry, one second. Okay, we're back. Masa David V'Yamnon, right? You got to come to the shir to get the good stuff. Masa David V'Yamnon, lo nikrin v'lo mitargum, in the story of David and Amnon. So you don't read and you don't translate. V'amrit Masa Amnon v'Tamar nikra umitargum. We said that the story of Amnon and Tamar, we're not worried about David HaMelech's honor, right? That's what we said on the top of the Amud. Not worried about David HaMelech. So, you know, read and translate. So it says, lo kasha, hadichsiv Amnon ben David, hadichsiv Amnon stoma. Depends. When the pasuk says Amnon ben David, we leave out the Ben David. We disassociate David from Amnon. But when it just says Amnon, so we read and translate. Good. Tana Rabbanan, Kol HaMikras HaKsuvim BaTorah LeGnai Koronos on LeShvach. There's psukim in the Torah that are written in a gnai fashion, a disparaging fashion. And we'll read them differently when we're reading. We'll say it differently, translate it differently, right? In order to clean up the language a little bit for public presentation. So the Gemara gives examples. Kigon, yishal, yishkalena and yishkavena. It's talking about, it's in the Tochacha, right? When one person is gonna have relations with somebody else's wife. So you change the language to clean it up a little bit. Or somebody else is engaged, kiddushin, whatever. Right? Good. Ba'afolim, batchorim, charinim, divyonim, lechos choreihem. I'm already at 15 minutes, gentlemen. I'm going to move through these psukim. Lechos choreihem, velishtos esmei mei shineihem. That's disgusting, by the way. Lechos tzosam, velishtos mei ragleihem. Limchros, limtzoos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcho, omer, lichros kishmon. You read it that way. Mipneishu gnai l'avodas kochavim, because it's not so nice. But it's not that it's not so nice about us. It's not so nice about the avodas zara, so we can read it that way. Omer Rav Nachman, kolei tzenusa sira, barmeli tzenusa d'avodas kochavim. Rav Nachman said, you're not supposed to mock anything. You're not supposed to mock anybody except for idol worship. Idol worship, you're allowed to mock. Tichsiv Karabal Kirnam Navo. Yeah, there it is. Uksiv Korsu Kro Yachtav Lo Yichlum Alo Masa. Right, this is talking about the Avodah Zarah in derogatory terms. That the Avodah Zarah, you know, doesn't know how to relieve itself properly is pretty much what the psukim say, right? Or it feels better after it goes to the bathroom. Rabbi Yani Omer Mehocha Leeglos Beison Yegu Shekein Shomron Ki Avel Alav Imo Uchmarav Alav Yogilu Al Kvodo Ki Galam Imeno Al Tikri Kvodo El Kvedo. Same kind of idea. Psukim that seem to indicate, you know, they talk not nicely about the idols. Amar Rav Huna. So what we learn from there, at least what Rav Nachman learned from there, right, is that you're allowed to talk disparagingly about idols. Omer Rav Huna Bar Manoach Mishmei de Rav Acha Barei de Rav Ika Shori Leilavar Yisrael Amemar Lelobet Kochavim Shakli Lavodas Kochavim Va'anche Bishin Tov Shalo. Yeah, that means exactly what you think it means. You're allowed to tell somebody to take his idol and... Yeah, thank you, Ben. I already am recorded saying enough today. Amar Rav Ashi, Haiman, Desani, Shimini, Sharele, Livizuye, Begimol, Vashin, right? That's somebody who is a known adulterer, so you're allowed to, Livizuye, to embarrass him, Begimol, Vashin. This Gemara is almost really like the Scarlet Letter. You're allowed to, you know, no, I'm serious, it's really what it is. You're allowed to embarrass them like that, right? And Haimad the Shabbos Shemini Shreilu Shvuchei, but conversely, somebody who does things properly, you're allowed to praise them. Umad the Shavchei Nichlo Brachos Arosha, and people who praise people who deserve praise, so they get brachos also for praising people who deserve praise, right? Because it creates a good name for people who deserve praise. It makes them the better role models, and so then they also get praise too. All right, Hadronach Koris Megillah Omed, and we'll pick up here tomorrow night.